What's up, everyone? All four of you that watch this. We're here. We're not sure if this is the Clint Files podcast or if this is Two Wheel to Freedom or what it is. Look at her over there smirking.
I thought it was Two Wheel Tuesday.
Well, yeah, but it's not Tuesday. It is the Two Wheel Tuesday podcast, but this isn't Tuesday, and we may have to change it because I'm not always available on Tuesdays.
Tomorrow will be. Word.
Tomorrow will be what?
Tuesday?
But I'm here today.
That's true.
We could be in the future right now, though.
So anyway, people that don't know, that's J.J. Romans.
Right.
And there's Raymond Bennett, which Ray's been on before. You've been on before, right?
Mm-mm.
You've never been on the podcast before?
Mm-mm. I don't like talking to people.
All right, we got two newbies. You can see at the bottom the green line there?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. If it's not doing that when you talk, then talk you're not loud. Talking loud enough, yeah. Although we're not supposed to get into the yellow and red like we do, but...
How about now?
We don't care. We're just fucking people up in their headphones right now. We're here at the Universe Soul Circus. Is that right?
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Are you guys living here all year?
Yep.
Yep.
This is your full-time job? This is your 9-to-5?
Yep. Trailer Park Hollywood. Right here.
Do you guys have animals at the circus?
No.
Just you guys?
Mm-hmm. Do we have animals or are there
animals? Are there animals?
There is camels and zebras and horses.
No elephants?
No elephants.
They
no
had
tigers.
Elephants last year.
Yeah, not this year.
Clip the elephants. Oh. Larry Carden.
Probably not happy about it. Maybe I don't know.
Had to get a real 9-to-5.
I like Larry, though. That was my bowling partner.
Larry definitely did not go and get a real 9-to-5.
He let her.
I'm just going to put that
sorry.
I'm gonna put that out there. No. He's probably still a circus man.
His brother owns a circus, and I think that's what he's doing.
Yeah, and so does...
Isn't it his brother? Or is it his dad?
His dad owned a circus. He sold it. And then, I don't know what happened there. I'll just say I don't know what happened there. And then, his brother owned the circus. So there was a transition there. This is what we'll do. There we go. Now our bald heads aren't shiny anymore.
I like the shininess.
So if you're on audio, you don't know. But if you have video, then we had a light over top of us. Which, if you're bald, you know, ceiling lighting is the worst.
That's what gets it. It's a glare. The glare.
Like I need to have a house just lit from the floor everywhere. Yeah. So you can't see how bald I am.
Never see it.
Never be able to tell. Are you still riding a two-stroke?
Mm-hmm. I switched back.
Yep.
Oh, yeah? How long did you ride a four-stroke for?
3 years.
What'd you have?
RMZ. I liked it. Just different.
Yeah.
Not comfortable.
I felt like I should have switched to a 450 way sooner. I rode one for 1 year.
You're a bigger dude, so probably it seems like it makes it way easier.
In other words,
flip.
You just said you're fat.
I'm fucking beefcake, bro. When I went to the fourth stroke, I was like, this is so much easier, like as far as hitting ramps and stuff. Mm-hmm. First show I ever did was one of those monster truck shows. And the dirt was breaking off like at the edge because we had to turn and get onto the
onto the dirt. The dirt from the concrete.
Yeah, and it was like Play-Doh, but it was all breaking off of the edge. Yeah, so they're watering the powder on the concrete. So that it doesn't make dust.
Mm-hmm. Makes sense.
I'm like, thank you guys. This
completely.
Is excellent.
I would just sweep it in.
Yeah. We're just going to water the dirt. So now it's like mud on top of polished concrete.
It's not slick at all.
With water before it?
Not slick at all. So on the two-stroke, you know, I'd have been off clutching the fuck out of it to not spin. And then once I got into the Play-Doh, I would have been clutching the fuck out of it to get it to pull. And you know what I did on the four-stroke? That was it, yeah.
Yeah.
It was easy.
Well, I like clutches.
That's what they do.
And flipping I liked kind of better because the motor is a little flatter. And if I kind of like I have to flip, like, kind of a dead throttle. Mm-hmm. Like, just go, keep it steady through the face and pull. Otherwise, I'd over-rotate. And the four-stroke is more like that anyway, so it kind of felt...
I understand that.
But I agree, some stuff was a little bit weirder. Wanting to nosedive on you, you got to run the idle up. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, it wants to fucking dive on you. And then your idle's so high, the fucking thing don't want to break.
Mm-mm. No. And then it overheats.
Yeah, and then,
spit shit everywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I rode a 250F the first year any four-stroke ever came out. Yamaha, you put the oil in the frame.
That was probably a horrible idea.
And I had to run the idle high as shit. Just to,
yes.
To not when did you ride that?
In Japan. One time. For 3 months.
So, for people that don't know, Ray is from Georgia. He's actually like my illegitimate kid. I started...
Some people would say that,
I guess. I started taking him with me to shows at like 15.
Yeah, we had to have notarized notes and stuff from my mom.
His mom signed him over to me for the weekends.
Terrible idea.
And then I just corrupted him. And JJ is from Colorado, and we did the Ramp to Ram IFMA tour together for probably like 3-4 years.
Back in the day.
Back in the day, 2000 like 6-7 ish.
Probably before that.
Fives and six, probably.
True, because I started flipping probably 2007, and I was done with those by the time I started flipping. So, you're right, it was probably like 04, 5, 6, or something like that. So, they're holding tight with the two smokes.
Mm-hmm. They still make them,
someone's got to.
Yeah, at least Yamaha is still good thing they didn't give out, right? Mm-mm.
Yep.
Did you see the Suzuki thing they're making?
No, what is it?
It is a attachment to where you have a 250F rolling chassis, but you can drop a 125 motor ride in it.
What?
You didn't see Alex Ray riding it?
No.
It's from Suzuki, too. It's pretty badass.
Really?
It looks awesome.
So are they going to make the motors?
That's what I was wondering. I don't know, but if they do, that's going to be awesome.
That'd be so good.
So you can exchange, like, if you have a four-stroke, you can... put the two-stroke motor straight in.
Yeah.
Those were the fastest 125s you could ride.
What, a Suzuki?
Yeah.
I heard the Yamahas were real good.
Yamahas were gutless.
I rode Honda, which was the shittiest at the end. 90s, they were good.
Yeah.
I started riding them in 94, I had 96.
In 97, they fell on their face.
Exactly. After that, they were like... and then I had a 99... Oh my god.
Yeah, that's the slowest arena cross ever ride.
I was up like 3 teeth in the back sprocket, and I still had to use first in the turn and click second before the catapult and just barely make it.
It's a pretty shitty way to do it.
I would click second like right before the G at the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
Scary.
Yeah.
That's when you make sure you pull all the way through.
Yeah. Here you go. That's it.
Oh, nice.
Dude, that's sweet.
That is sweet.
Yeah, I'm glad they're doing that, because I think 125s especially are going to make a comeback. I don't know about 250s.
Because little kids.
Yeah. And they're doing...
Because they go from 80s to 250 two-strokes.
And at the Nationals, they're doing the 125 race at every National this year.
That's
so
true.
There's going to be a lot of dudes riding that.
Man, I haven't ridden a 125.
It's been 20 years for me.
Yeah, exactly. I started freestyling on 125. In like 01, and then I quickly realized that I was being stupid.
Yeah.
I was like, I need something. But you know what the thing was? I was a 125 kid, and I really loved 125. Mm-hmm. So when I I still wasn't totally comfortable on a 250 when I first started doing freestyle.
They feel fast. They feel fast when you get off a 125.
Yeah, of course, exactly. And the thing is, I raced them for a while because I had both, but I overrode the 250, like I would just rev the shit out of it, so it was beyond the power curve.
You don't have to do that.
So I was kind of, I was like cheating myself just because I was scared of the bike. Mm-hmm. And then when I got older, I went back after doing freestyle, I went back and rode a 250 on a track.
Right.
And I started running through the gears, like pulling through the power bands, and I was like, oh, I could have been so much faster.
This goes so much farther.
Why was I doing that for so long? But I know what it was. I was scared of the bike.
They are scary.
I rode a 500 one time when I was 17. Once. That's, one lap.
That sounds dumb.
With a paddle tire on it. In Jersey sand, which is not enough for paddle tire, and I brought it. I rode one lap, and I brought it back to him. I said, "This is unnecessary."
Was that at the airport parking lot, or
no. Did you flip flat ground on it?
Dude, I was on a 125 at a time, and I was hauling balls, but it felt like on my 125 through this turn, I was just like double through this section. And I went through the turn on the 500 and just go, and I like quadded out of the thing, and I was like, didn't even mean to do that. Yeah, and then I brought it back. I said, this is unnecessary, thank you. But now, I would really enjoy, I think.
Because we're lazy and old.
And fatter.
Yeah.
And people made them cool again, so.
They were always cool, but I personally did not want to ride one of those. Cool. At that time, it was like...
You thought a 250 was fast then.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
So, there's no way you're going to ride a 500.
Exactly.
Meter. Oh, that's cool.
Mm-hmm. I remember watching Rhino at Race Champions.
Mm-hmm.
Sounded like he was about to stall the thing the whole time, like tripling out of the inside. How did he do that? What in the hell? It's a bong, ba bong, bong into the corners. Yeah. Just fucking on Jeff Emick's ass. I was like, holy shit. Have you guys ever ridden a 500?
No.
Never have.
Need to do it. I need to get one. I want to have the whole spectrum.
My 250 for me is still fast.
I want to.
Because you weigh 98 pounds.
Yeah, exactly. I want the whole spectrum. I want a 125, a 250 two stroke, a 450, and a 500 two stroke.
No 250F?
No. I don't
well,
think.
Well, that's not the whole spectrum. I mean, and you need a mini bike.
Yeah, 110 and a 50.
Yeah. I'm not worried about that. All right, the cool spectrum. Spectrum of cool bikes. 250Fs, I feel, are like, I don't know. I expected it to be faster, and then I was like, this is just like a 125 with low end.
Hey, look at this 85. It's not an 80 anymore, it's an 85.
Yeah, 85.
They had to bump them up.
Yeah.
105.
Yeah.
They should make a 255.
255.
Be way better. Be way
They'd have
more
to start
manageable.
A whole new class.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they would.
6 cc's more.
Mm-hmm. And a different age group, too.
Yep.
If you were at Loretta's, you'd get protested for sure.
For sure.
I was saying earlier, I think that they should have, like, steroids should be legal and it should just be, like, stock
and
mod class.
And I've always said that. Like, you should, I think, it would be way cooler to watch.
Stock and mod class.
They all do it anyway.
It's like, hey, I'm yoked out. Let's race.
Or what if they, like, sprinkle, like Tour de France, they should have stock and mod class.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Serious.
And just be like, these dudes are totally modded out. They're imagine they're on the line and they're like, all right, this is the mod class. These guys are totally modded out. They've been doing EPO.
They're lifting the bike across the whole track.
Steroids.
They're not even
riding it. We actually added weight to their bikes. Their bikes are a minimum of 75 pounds because they're fucking jacked.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That'll be awesome. And then you let them off together and you just
idea.
Watch the mod guys just fucking blast them.
Just ride a whole different track. Same track, but doing just jumping the whole straightaway and you land a turn.
I don't know if it would. I bet Supercross it wouldn't even. I'm
It'd
sure.
Probably make it worse because you. I feel like you would get arm pump more.
But again, it would be back to like 97.
No, so you're talking about steroids versus EPO, which, like, increases your VO2 max and stuff. So that's if any motocrossers are doing anything, that's what Stewart was doing.
Yeah, they
are. It's
like
heroin and cocaine.
Yeah, two totally different.
Just different high, you're done, anyways.
Yeah, weightlifters do heroin, and motocrossers do cocaine.
Yeah.
That's a sound
that.
Bite there.
Like, yeah. Look at me!
Versus, I just want to go real fast. I'm going
well
as fast
played.
As I possibly can.
I can't go no faster.
Oh, shit. We are in Brooklyn, New York.
It's been raining for 72 days.
They are... and you guys were in Newark before this.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Which somehow you were 45 minutes closer to me and I didn't see you there.
Mm-hmm. We were there for a short amount
of
time.
Yeah, we were there for
not even a week.
A
I
week.
Think. Not even a full week.
9 days.
Wednesday to Sunday.
He says 9 days and you say not even a full week.
Well, 8 days. Well, we'll say 8 days.
We had 2 days off. Which is still a full week. So that makes it a full week.
Well, I'm trying to meet in the middle here.
So, yeah, a whole week I couldn't make it there, and then now I made it an hour and a half further.
We're here for a freaking month.
Still don't have a front wheel. It's cool, though.
Shit'll buff out.
He ordered the wrong spokes.
Nuh-uh.
It's not laced wrong.
That hub's got to be wrong or something. The hub's
got
to be
wrong. Ray got some wheels, and then he gave them to me, and I laced them all up, and they're still loose as shit. And then
the
I was like, hey.
Good. The back one's good.
And then I was like, hey. Yeah, the front one. And so then I go, hey, I think we got the wrong spokes. You got to get these shorter spokes. So then he orders the shorter spokes, and they still weren't short enough to make a difference.
So it's got to be something with that hub.
The hub was bought in 2000.
No, the wheels were. The hubs I bought.
Oh, you bought the hubs.
Yeah.
Okay.
The
rims
wheels,
themselves.
Yeah, the rims.
Were bought in 2000.
And
but
the spokes.
Yamaha hasn't changed a part number on either of those in 100 years.
Like,
yeah.
So they're true blue XLs. You can still buy them, but these are from when they used to look awesome.
Yeah, they're not. You can't get those, though.
Oh, it's a different color blue now?
Yeah.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
not an anodized aqua, I think is what it is.
And
they're
now
sweet,
what
though.
Is it?
That, the anodized aqua is what it is now versus the Yamaha blue.
Ah,
and
the ones
completely
that,
different blue.
The ones that come on stock Yamahas are powder coated. They're not even anodized.
Exactly.
So they look
and
really
they're
shitty.
More of a green tint.
Yeah.
I assume you still ride Yamahas.
Yes.
With all this talk.
Yeah. We got the same bike.
Yep.
What years are you guys riding?
I think mine's 16. His is 17.
So they've been the same since 2011. Mm-hmm. When they swapped the forks.
And that was it.
And we went to Mexico.
That was 08.
But that was...
09 is when they put the new triple clamps on.
You know, no, because they had swapped forks prior to us going. Because Hartman and I couldn't use our forks because mm-hmm. we didn't wouldn't been able
mine.
To use brakes. But that's the year they swapped it? 08?
Yep.
Okay. No, what year did they swap the forks?
08.
And that's the year we went? Yeah. So they told us they were going to have... So if you go... Most people probably know this, but... You go to other countries, you don't bring your bike, because sometimes you do, it's such a pain to ask. Most times, you just bring your suspension to bolt onto a bike. So we talked to them, and we said, hey, we need 07s at the newest, which normally, getting a brand new bike is not an issue. Yeah, you're like, sick. But they got us brand new bikes that none of our, the forks would fit on, but the spacers...
The wheel couldn't go on.
And the brake was different. Yeah, the...
You
no, the spacers were different. You had to bring your whole caliper
and
spacers and axle, exactly, to swap it out. And we didn't know that, so we just brought all of our regular stuff. So then I just ended up running my shock, because I knew my stuff wasn't that stiff. But Hartman's stuff was so stiff.
Well, he's like Shrek, so...
That's true.
And then he preloads into the ramp so hard that, like, if you rode Hartman's bike, you could feel a water, like a garden hose if you ran over it. Like, it was going to fucking eject you off of the bike. That's how hard this thing was. So he's like, what do you think I should do? I was like, you should just run the stock stuff as hard as possible, because otherwise you're going to have mushy-ass front, and the
front
back's going to be fucking so
hard.
It's just going to buck you. So he ended up just running totally stock stuff, and I just ran my shot.
But also, Slade in the corner drinking a beer. I'm good. I'll just run the stock stuff.
Slade, yeah, we had a conversation about Slade earlier. We were talking about we hate people that don't aren't... Like, they're just really good at riding, but they have no common sense, and they don't get anything else. And Slade, one time, we had these two ramps. This is just the best depiction. Actually, I got another one, too. So, riding-wise, there was two totally different ramps. JJ can attest to this on tour. One would, like, buck you, and the other one would loop you out. And he goes back-to-back. He hits this one. He throws this huge trick. He hits the second one. He does the same trick. He rides over to me, and he goes, what do I just do?
Nobody knows.
And it was like a huge no-neck Indian air. And I'm like, fuck you, Slade. So to bring it around to how much he doesn't care, were you there when he was riding that KTM?
Mm-hmm.
And then the back wheel was visibly wobbly. If you watched him ride by you, it was visibly wobbly. And I started looking at his rim, and each week, like one or two more spokes would pull themselves through the hub.
But at one point in time, you only had two solid spokes, which are this end and this end.
I think literally there was eight that were still good by the time I swapped it.
And he would have rode it, if that.
I literally finally was like, listen, you're coming to my house after this show, and we're ordering this stuff.
And that was like a 2001 KTM.
I don't know
like
what it was.
Like, whatever random year that they made stuff.
Dude, it was... at least my roommate at the time, Joey, worked at a big KTM shop, so we ordered him all the stuff, but I'm like... Listen, I'm forcing you to come to my house so we can fix this because you are going to die.
Literally.
You will die if you continue to ride this motorcycle. And he just... How do you not notice that your wheel, like, wobbling...
wobbling into the bucky ramp that's... You're just going to do the same thing off.
You got anybody you want to shout out? NFG?
NFG's here in the hizzy.
NFG? That's about it.
Yeah, what's the fucking website there? You're horrible at plugging stuff.
Well, it's the Cinder Block, but... You can buy stuff if you want right now, but... It's cool if you don't. I need a heat press at the moment, so... if you buy something, I'm ironing it on.
I got a heat press in my house. Told me that, too.
Why didn't you bring it?
I got the little plotter, but no heat press.
No, I wasn't told, but the wheel I just straight forgot. Yes, people, I got like a mile away from here and realized I did not bring Ray's front wheel back to him so that he could have a useless wheel in his trailer for months.
Yep.
It'll match his rear one, though.
I've been wanting blue wheels on a Yamaha for probably...
20 years.
Yeah. A long time. And I got the blue wheels, but I only got one that works right now. So maybe we can change that.
We're here for a month.
I saw you stole the sprocket off of that.
Mm-hmm. I put it on my bike. Pretty. Yeah. Well, actually, Chris Holland put it on my bike because I needed my motor or the top end rebuilt, so I just gave it all to him.
Yeah, he did mine too, actually.
And he put everything on it. So
you guys trust Chris Holland that much?
It's still running.
That's good.
Yeah.
He did a good job. Started the next day.
Good job, Chris.
We would have done it ourselves, but it was weather like this, and it was like 40 degrees, so.
He's right. He's right.
No garage.
Sure, both these guys.
We're parking
I
lot.
I don't believe.
Parking lot pimping for
I don't
the whole
fucking
year.
Believe that either one of them are going to fix either one of those things.
Yeah.
You're right.
You're right. I don't know.
You guys aren't fixing that stuff.
I know how.
I know. I can do it. Am I going to do it?
Nope.
No?
Mm-mm. It's not worth the time.
Here it is. It's Monday at Circus. When do you guys ride every day?
During the week, what, 10:30 is the first show?
A.M.?
10:30 a.m. But we close the show.
Every day?
Every day, except Monday.
A 10:30 show.
And not Tuesday.
It's got to be schools.
Not Tuesday.
Yes,
but yes, all school shows.
Yeah. Tuesdays, normally we only have a night show.
And it's a bunch of loud, screaming little kids, and it's kind of cool.
Yeah.
But we only do 5 jumps a piece, so it's like you barely even...
Yeah.
There's more hours on my bike from warming it up than there is from actually riding it.
That's true. True statement.
You should stop warming it up. Think about how much longer it would last.
I don't even blow it out anymore. I, like, get it hot and then just jump. I really don't blow it out.
Do you run any race gas?
Yeah.
Yes, then you don't need to.
Yeah. All right, like
you don't need to.
Have you smelled the new race gas?
We don't
know.
Oh my god.
It's T2.
And you're running straight?
Mm-hmm. T2.
No, you don't even have to put anything in it. It comes mixed.
Oh
in
yeah,
in the can.
You don't even have to mix gas the whole ass anymore. They do it for you.
It's like,
you know, here's
America
the thing?
And it's
cologne?
Really good. It's really good oil too.
I'm not buying VP 5 gallon of VP mixed. What does that cost you? $80.
The last time, yeah.
Yeah.
$82.
Yeah. That's because you guys ride 5 jumps at a time.
But it lasts us like a month and a half.
Yeah, probably. Exactly. That's
exactly.
My point.
Yeah.
When I run race gas, I run like 1 gallon to 4 gallons of regular gas.
But you can't do that anymore.
Just to get rid of the the blowout, the necessity for blowing it out.
But now it's so you blow out your four stroke?
No.
That's what she said.
I barely, same thing like you were saying, it overheats. Just start it up and just turn it around.
Turn and go. Turn and burn.
When are you going to finish that two stroke?
If it's running, it's good. About? Well,
my
yeah,
old
two.
Is that my old
Yes.
Bike?
That you never gave me the title to.
Dude, I got
you
a title
like,
in
I don't
my truck.
Have, I don't have title to it. And I was like, yeah,
no,
you told
I
me
do.
That when I bought it.
I
you told me you got
it.
Title.
I got two titles
then
in my
truck later,
right
he
now.
Goes, then months later, hopefully it's in there. It's one of them.
Dude, seriously, I
then
have
Then months
one.
Later, he goes, hey, I found that title. I was like, he goes, I did have it. I was like, no shit, you got the title because you never gave it to me. Then I talked to him months later and he goes, I don't know where that thing is.
No, well, the thing is I had to send my bike to Mexico and I think I gave the title to John.
There's
for that and then you know how long that takes.
Oh,
shit
but he did actually
him.
Send something back?
Yeah,
it
came back on my bike.
He sent
it was like
someone
taped
else's.
To the gas can or gas tank or some shit or the seat.
All my titles have, like, 8 million holes in them from being shipped places.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Actually, no, I got rid of that bike. We just sold the boots I broke my leg in for $10. And my mom had brought it up. She goes, do you think you ever wash that out? And I was like, no. She's like, so their foot's probably going to be all red. And I was like, they got light-colored socks. There's a good chance that their foot will come out of their red.
That.
For sure. I don't know how we got there.
Yeah.
This group message is going to have to be shut down here because you guys are going crazy.
You got to love a group message.
You got that? These are all comedians on here. So we're going to fucking... I wonder how long we've been recording here.
Probably
26
minutes.
Yeah. Oh.
It's a long one.
Is internal... Not really. We normally do an hour and a half to 2 hours.
Oh, we don't got time for that. We're going to a comedy.
Nobody got time for that.
We're
open
going
mic.
To an open mic. Maybe more than one. Ray's been to some open mics with me.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't yet.
JJ has not. I haven't seen you since.
Dude, it's been.
Yeah.
The one at the like when, the kind of hipsterish bar that we went to with the chicks.
Where?
We were in Philly. And it was like,
oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. The
feminist.
First one where
it was
I
like
bombed.
Feminist, and you were just ripping on them the whole
dude.
Time.
Dude, yeah, so.
And it was, that was awesome.
The rooms are different, okay? So we go into this room, and it's hosted by two women, and the one was like, I'm a lesbian, this and that. Like, she was, like, very open about it. But she was cool. The other one, so I went out and I did,
she
like.
She hated you from the start.
No, 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 the lesbian one was cool.
Yeah,
the
yeah,
other
the
one.
One.
Which may or
yeah,
may not
dyke.
Have been lesbian, I don't know. The other one was not so cool.
Because yeah, she's still butched.
So, yeah, she hadn't committed fully, yeah, maybe.
She wanted to fight
so
you.
So I made this joke that, or I have this joke that I love feminism. I can't wait for the matriarchy to take over. Because then, and I'm just hacking this right now. Because then positions will switch, right? Because then women will have all the higher up positions.
Mm-hmm.
So then that'll be great because we'll all have hot bosses. And then, since everything will be reversed, like, you'll go into your work and they'll be like, hey, he looks hot, let's see your cock, or whatever. So it'll be reverse sexual harassing,
yeah,
you know?
It's gonna be opposite.
They did not find that joke amusing in the slightest. And so then I doubled down and I went further down that road. And then at the end, she asks me some bullshit, like, they were at your last minute, you could take a question or you could continue doing your set. So I was like, I'm just going to continue doing my set. She's like, I really want to ask you this question. I wrote it just for you. So then she's like, what woman inspires you? So then I had to triple down because she called me out. So then I just said some porn star. so they were not very happy at all. And then we went to another bar for open mic. And
that place was awesome.
And that place was awesome, like, yeah. Crushed with almost, like, a similar set. And then I talked to the guy that ran that, and I was like, oh, dude, thank God for this one, because I bombed so hard. I was like,
it wasn't you, though. It was just, like,
well,
a hipster, feminist.
I picked the
like,
room wrong.
Yeah.
I should have. It's my fault, ultimately, for going with that material. I should have done something else. But he even goes, oh, that room, yeah, you got to pander to them, or it's mm-hmm. no good. And I was like, yeah.
Thanks for the heads up.
I discovered that. It's about 30 seconds in.
We just kept going.
But yeah, I mean, once you're,
can't turn back.
Especially once you get called out, yeah, at the end, you're like, what was I going to do? Say Hillary Clinton inspires me as a woman or something?
Yeah, that's what they wanted you to say.
Because she didn't leave.
Felt the room way better.
Bill, when
Yeah. And they would have been you can continue now.
Either way, I would have spun it some way that they were unhappy with. So it is what it is. So hopefully we'll give you guys stories later if I fucking bomb the shit out of it. But I've learned that lesson, so we'll see. So before we go, this weekend, which most people won't listen to this before this, Bri, but if you're in New Jersey for Supercross Friday night, we're having a Pulp MX live show in Patterson, the nice area, at the Loft, where basically I do comedy shows, the downstairs, and this is like the main floor or whatever. so if you go to ClintEsposito.com, you can buy tickets there. Also, I want to shout out Motion Pro. You guys have any Motion Pro tools?
No, but I need
losers.
Some. If you still get that deal,
losers. Send me some That's shot. Why I'm calling T-handles. Them out right
you
now.
You know why I don't have them? Because I don't want to pay ridiculously for them.
I know, but their stuff is so good.
It's fine.
Maybe I'll sponsor you guys. If you can do a post.
You must have forgot we stuff. Get Chris to work on our bikes. So.
Oh, that's right. You guys got factory mechanic Chris Holland works on your bikes, mm-hmm. So you don't need.
Need tools.
You don't need tools. I need tools. So, motionpro.com. You can get whatever you can even get. Fucking.
Whatever you want to overpay for.
Whatever. No. It's the best. Then everything's anodized blue.
That's true.
Yamaha blue.
Yeah, it's not powder coated blue.
XL
it's
blue.
Anodized real Yamaha blue.
Yep.
JJ doesn't work on anything either. He just overpays for service instead of working on his stuff. He overpays for that. Go to, you guys need triggers for your gas cans, don't you?
Dude, we run it straight out of the VP can now. We don't mix it anymore.
I don't have to mix it. I got rid of my can.
We're stepping up, dude. We're getting close to four strokes, but we're still on two strokes.
Like, it's like I ride a four stroke because I pour it straight out of the can.
Well, the rest of you people. They don't need tools, fucking gas cans. They don't have anything.
I could use some sunny weather.
If one of you guys...
You get a deal on boots, let me know.
If one of you guys could show up and ride these bikes for them, they'd be...
there you go. Any of you
kids want to come up in the game? Hey, my bike touches third gear every, like... It doesn't. Mm-mm. Never mind.
Or the dirt. Yeah. We ride plywood bikes, don't ride dirt bikes.
Yeah. It's kind of muddy right now.
On top of the plywood. There's mud on top of the plywood.
No, from here to the plywood.
And then just trying to make it into the tent.
Yep.
I don't know if there's anybody else I need to thank. Motion Pro, Stroker. You guys sponsored by Canvas MX?
Kinda, yeah.
Nope. Still paying for my Fox shit.
And your stuff's not sublimation printed into it?
Nope.
It sucks for you.
We did the jerseys right here.
Yep.
Right here. They ironed them on.
Yep. Yes. And they're coming off. That's why I need a heat press, Clint. Thanks.
Ray's the worst salesman ever. He's just ruined everything we've tried to pump. He's just fucking shot it down. So
I pay full retail for everything.
So don't buy any of Ray's shirts. Don't buy any of Ray's shirts.
Buy Ray's shit and pay for it. You're not going to get a deal.
It's probably going to come off when you wash it. All right. I don't have a heat press.
Buy Ray's one-time use shirt.
If you already bought it before, it was sweet. But right now, I'm actually trying to get a DTG printer, which is direct to garment.
Yep.
And that would be awesome.
But that's like 10 grand, isn't
it? No, they just got a new one. It's like 5 grand. And
fuck life.
I was thinking about getting that one day, but I can't fit it in the trailer right now. But when tour's done, maybe.
Get a bigger trailer.
Step my trailer.
Why don't you just get buy that printer and a trailer? so that way.
It's like a trailer behind a trailer, like truck, boat, truck.
Yeah, why don't you just buy another trailer? Yeah.
I don't know who you think I am, but.
Truck, boat, truck.
Truck, trailer, trailer. Truck, trailer, printing trailer.
Yeah.
And then I gotta get another truck to pull the truck, trailer, trailer. A decent truck.
You wanna buy mine?
No.
Should buff out.
Yeah. Just buy mine.
I'll trade you.
I had a cousin. My cousin bought a 2001 RM250, and everything has been touched on it incorrectly. And then after we have this conversation, I'm like, dude, Suzuki's shift like shit after like 4 months. Everyone I've ever had shifts like shit after 4 months, and I am easy on fucking clutches.
Yeah, they go into neutral.
So we go back and forth like this. If you don't put
850 cc in instead of 750, it doesn't shift.
There you go. This is who. If you guys have issues,
I'm a Suzuki guy.
I do that. Boom. If I have issues with a bike or jetting, I'm calling either JJ or Derek Cook.
Yeah,
that's true. Actually, I'll take and that. If you that's want actually any, a good pat on the back.
If you
want
any, if you're like, yo, my bike does this funny thing. Call JJ or Derek Cook. If they own that bike, they know exactly what issue that your bike had and where you need to go to fix it.
That's true. That's true. I'll take that.
That's good. One time I was in Mexico or somewhere, and I couldn't figure out this fucking bike jetting, and I called Derek. I was like, Derek. I was like, this bike, I've been jetting it. I said, and it's doing this. He goes, oh, you went the wrong way.
And that you was went it. In instead of out.
And that was it. That was good. So, so anyway, after this whole conversation, my cousin goes, I told him that I had the 06 that's mint that I got from Ray that was ridden probably like fucking 20 hours still, maybe.
Mm-hmm. That thing was brand new.
And everything on it is super tight. I was like, and the Yamaha's best. That's not. He goes, hey, do you want to trade? And I was like, fucking no. And he goes, well, I had to try. And I was like, I guess so. It's
valiant effort. Mine's bored out.
Family.
A 5 year older bike that's worked.
Probably bored out though, so that makes it awesome.
No, yeah, it wasn't bored out.
Whatever. That's sweet when people say it's bored out.
Oh, I love it. They go, yo, just had a motor job. And I'm like, yeah, I don't want that bike. Mm-hmm.
So it's going to blow up is what you're saying.
You're saying in 5 hours it's going to blow up.
They poured it, polished, bored it, and stroked it. And I'm like, that's the last fucking motorcycle that I want.
So you're saying they fucked the motor.
So you're saying it's fucked up. You're trying to sell me a fucked up motorcycle is what you're telling me.
It's a used car salesman.
Yeah. Listen, people. Find a motorcycle. This is what Ray did with this bike. Find a motorcycle that somebody bought and scared the shit out of themselves and then put it away.
I paid $2,500 for that bike and it was brand new, pretty much.
It's the best way to get them.
And then what happened was Raymond fell on tough times and then he was like, yo, you know that old bike that you've ridden for like 107 years?
Oh, you want to bring up that shit?
Do you want to trade? Hey, and I traded him a clapped out bike and $1,500 or $1,200.
I'm going to do this because it makes me mad that he sold the fucking 125.
Ooh. Yeah, that did suck. So, but I didn't have anywhere to put it.
I would have.
He had a 97.
That's one of the
97.
I would have put it in my living room.
Yeah. Mint. No, 97.
It was a CR-125. Brand new. Brand new. It was still in the box.
Yeah, pretty much.
It literally got ridden around the parking lot. He rode around the parking lot once, and then he sold some guy that's going to go race vet races on it.
That destroyed it, probably.
For sure.
But at least it went to a good home.
Sorry, I had to bring it up.
Thanks, JJ.
It's not cool, man. Yeah.
I actually still have a note in my phone. I had my bike in the back of my truck one day, and a dude showed up, and he goes, hey, I got a 97 CR-125. Was it 97?
Mine was 96. But it's the same. Like, the 95, I think they're 97. You need to go 96 was the best 95. Motor.
96 was the first year that they started that.
They say that's the best motor they ever made.
The white frame look with the rest of the shit.
What was 94?
94 what color was red frame.
Red frame? Yeah. No, it wasn't.
That ugly gray.
Was that?
The pewter gray, whatever it was.
Maybe. I don't really know. We'd have to look it up. That was my first big bike.
Mine was a 96.
And, of course, the 94, I think, was fast as fuck because I was 14.
Mm-hmm. Well, that was still an 80.
Anything's fast as fuck.
85, I was still an 80.
Well, so I had an 80, and we got a 125, and then I went to ride the 80, and I was so tall, I was just smashing my knees on the handlebars. I was basically, when I turned 14, I was the same height as I am now, and I just haven't gotten any taller.
I could agree.
So like, but 8th grade, I was big. 8th grade, I was big, and then, like, sophomore year, I still hadn't grown, and everyone else, I was then, like, the shorter guy.
Yeah. It's called life.
So, yeah, well, they just booted me off 80s, and then I didn't get any bigger.
Well, I gotta pee.
So. He peed right before we started this.
Well, we've been drinking beer.
Little baby bladder. How many beers did you guys see him have? One? He finished one?
Two.
You haven't seen me drink any because mine was done before we started.
Just a quick little pit stop.
All right, people. We're on our way to make people not laugh.
Yeah,
just kidding. Gone. They're going to laugh. So